Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful.com, here with a name. You know, somebody I've been trying to interview for quite a while, Tenille Dashwood. Look at the beautiful background. How you doing?
Coming at you live from Negril, Jamaica. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I don't think that I realized how much I miss traveling until I go to your Instagram.
I give people FOMO.
You do. You're all over the place. I saw you battling a monkey recently.
Oh, that was actually an older video when I was in Bali. But yeah, the monkey, it fooled me, sucked me in and then bit my hand. So that was fun.
That's a tale of friendship. You can never let yourself get too close, I guess, sometimes.
But, yeah, that's true.
But you're traveling. We see it on Taste of Tenille, your channel as well. It had taken a bit of a break, but we've seen you come back. You've done some more cooking videos. You've done some more travel videos. How has that been for you? Because this is an unusual time for a lot of people.
Yeah, so obviously I'm still kind of trying to live my life to the fullest, which is, you know, anyone that follows me knows that I love to travel and I love my food and the adventures and being outdoors, and those things just make me happy and make me energetic and better as a person. So those things I always try to do. Obviously things are a little different right now, but you know, if you follow the right protocols, it is still possible to travel, obviously with a proof of negative test results and social distancing and all those good things. So lots of sanitizing, masks, everything in public. So yeah, I'm still trying to live my life to the fullest and experience the places that are welcoming tourism, and working with the resorts and things I do for my travel lifestyle influencing work. So yeah, living it up and loving it.
Has that helped you adapt to really what's going on out here? Because I mean, for a lot of people, They don't really even know the steps to take in that type of thing, but you seem well adapted at all that. Like, you know the steps, you know the procedures, you know all that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into these trips, a lot of background work and planning, and I've got the beach hair going on. but yeah, so people just think like it's easy or it's always fun. You know, there's a lot of hard work that goes into planning these trips and getting the footage and all that background stuff. Yeah, I've kind of gone a bit off track. What was the specific question?
I mean, like, how has it been adapting to this for you? I mean, obviously there are way more hurdles right now than there were 7 months ago.
So that's what I was going to say is, I do a lot of research before I go on, you know, where might be good to travel, if they're welcoming tourism or not. Some places kind of need it, you know, they thrive and they function off people coming into the country. So I'm definitely doing a lot of research on where's good to go, where to stay away from, what expectations there are when you go to a certain place. So for instance, here in Jamaica, I had to take a test before I came. I had to then get an authorization. And then once you get here, you still have to have temperature checks. And if you have any symptoms, you stay within a specific area. So there's lots to it, you know. So, and, you know, it's a lot different than normal because a lot of the hotels are operating on smaller staff, limited menus, all of those things, you know, that it's different for sure, but I find it very enjoyable and peaceful, relaxing because there's not as many people around, so it's better for me.
All-time favorite travel destination. That's something I got to know from you, from somebody who has done as much as you have.
All-time favorite. I have a few. It's not just one. I would say I'm going to list... I loved Austria and Switzerland and New Zealand, stunning, all of them. And my favorite would probably be Iceland because it's just like, it's not like anywhere else I've ever been, basically.
Well, you took a trip to Nashville, Tennessee recently. You popped back up on Impact TV.
It's a close third or fourth, that one.
Yeah. I like Nashville. I'm not a drinker and I can still have fun there. There's always something going on in Nashville.
Nashville's fun, although, you know, like we were saying, things are a little different, the lifestyles right now, but yeah, Nashville's, it's not a bad place.
So you're back in the fold at Impact Wrestling. You were off TV for a little bit. How has that been for you? I mean, I know that you've missed some periods of time recently because of some injuries, but was there anything specifically that kept you out, and what was it like making that return?
Well, you know, I was definitely kind of keeping to myself, staying on the down low for a while, you know, with everything that's going on. I didn't need, you know, I tried to put my own health and happiness first, so, which I think everyone should, which is very important. So, you know, I was just taking care of me and making sure my immune system, everything was in order. And, you know, I was definitely keeping an eye on everyone and everything that was happening at Impact. And you know, just some huge things have been happening, some big signings, some huge names. The Knockouts division is just on fire. So it got to the point where I was like, man, I miss wrestling and I absolutely love it. And you know what, like, you know, I've been doing a lot of the influencer travel work as well, but it's time for me to get back in the ring and take that spotlight back.
What'd you think of those signings? Two that really stood out, Kylie Rae, Deonna Purrazzo. Yeah. I mean, Impact probably has the deepest women's wrestling roster in North America right now.
I would agree with that for sure. Like you said, huge signings. Deonna, I've worked with a couple of times previously, and she's just always been an amazing competitor. And, you know, it's what's fun about Impact is that the women in that division absolutely love what they do, and there's no such thing as like a lazy person in that company. Everyone oozes that passion for wrestling and the desire to keep improving and getting better and the competitive atmosphere, and that's what makes it so fun. And I've never stepped in the ring with Kylie Rae, so I'm definitely looking forward to doing that one day.
Now, I know that things are definitely different backstage and in front of no fans even. But you've been everywhere, WWE, NXT, you popped up in AEW, Ring of Honor. How would you compare that environment, whether it be in front of fans or backstage in the locker room in Impact? Because it seems very tight-knit from what we see on social media.
As far as, like, the vibe, like the locker room vibe?
Sure, yeah.
I think it's one of the most pleasant places I have worked, and I think it goes back into what I was just saying, is because everyone is there because they love what they do. So it is a positive environment where you can have input in what you do. You can look forward to what's coming next. You can know that there is always something in the works. And me as a person, I know I have that drive and that passion where I'm always evolving and making sure that I keep people's attention. So, you know, the combination of all of that makes it a great place to work. And I'm like so happy that I'm a part of the division right now.
There are people of all kinds of experience levels in Impact Wrestling. And I mean, one of your matches is widely attributed to helping spearhead a change in women's wrestling. With you still being so young and having so many years ahead of you, how does it feel to like have people say that to you? Have people that you're probably going to be wrestling or have wrestled say, yeah, I saw your match and that motivated me to get into wrestling, or that motivated me to wrestle more?
Well, I love that. I mean, that's, it always means a lot when someone says that to me. It's already happened to me before, but it's also a little strange because sometimes it's not recognized for that in this day and age. So I will say that I definitely appreciate when it is recognized. And, you know, I've done a lot in my career, but there are many things I haven't done and that I still plan to do. So, you know, that was a big accomplishment in my career, but there's so much more to come still. So, you know, it's like I don't ever picture wrestling not being in my life. I don't know how anyone ever steps away from it. So.
And I wondered that because, I mean, you have suffered some pretty severe injuries as well and missed some time.
Yeah, I noticed you can see like that giant scar down my shoulder.
How are you feeling physically?
I feel good. And that's part of what I was saying is, you know, I have definitely put in the work to take care of myself as far as how my body is healing, how my health is, my diet, and all of those things. And just my mental health, you know, and which is so important, especially right now, for people to make sure they're doing things that make them happy and, you know, stay positive. So I definitely spend a lot of time by myself, but I think for me, some people it's good for, like, I'm not a person that needs to spend a lot of time with big groups of friends or being super social. I like my downtime. I like my chill time, my Zen time, you know, so traveling and the outdoors and all the adventurous stuff I do is what makes me happy and feel good. And that all comes back into how my body's healing, how motivated I am to, you know, get up and go work out or to go for a walk outside or swim or whatever it might be. So when I'm feeling good, everything clicks, everything goes well.
For somebody like yourself who doesn't seem like they need to depend on anybody for happiness or anything like that, or does that make it easier to perform in front of no crowd as compared to, you know, you're out there playing to a crowd, trying to decide what they like, what they don't like, adjusting on the fly? Does that help or is it a detriment? How does that work?
You know, it's strange because it's definitely extremely different. And I do, like, I love the live crowd. I love feeding off the atmosphere and, you know, that's kind of part of what made me fall in love with wrestling. But I also, in this day and age, I'm kind of a little just in my own little world when I go out there anyway. So I still love it. And the feeling of kind of embracing who I am and what I do for a living and just kind of recognizing like that I get to do this all the time. Like this is my life. I just enjoy that part of it too. So while it's different, I still really enjoy it.
You have a very unique experience in that you have years of television experience. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
But you're still so young, and you were one of the most in-demand free agents of last year. And like I said, we saw you show up everywhere. What made you land on Impact? Because needless to say, you had plenty of options.
Yeah, I definitely explored my options and didn't rush into anything. But I will say that Impact made it known to me how important they saw me. And it's nice to be valued and appreciated. And the conversations, the people, the atmosphere is all in line with what I'm all about. And, you know, like you said, I have been to basically every major company, as far as some people are concerned, every major company that I've worked for. So I have been around, I have experienced a lot. And, I'm very happy with where I am right now and where things are going, because this company values their wrestlers. And I was saying before, it kind of ties back in having input and knowing you're going, you have a direction and that things are going to keep going and getting better. Yeah. And you like don't just fall off all of a sudden, you know. It's just completely different. But you know, I've had like years and years of cool experiences and things that like got me to where I am today. So forever grateful, but Impact is perfect for me right now.
Are you signed with them exclusively, like long term?
I'm signed with them exclusively.
Oh, hey, that works. And we saw.
I don't want to be. I work for me, basically.
Sure.
You know? So like I said, it's perfect for me right now. And as long as I'm enjoying things and doing big things, then I'm good to stay.
And we saw you pop up at AEW All Out last year at the buy-in, where you worked with a ton of different people. It's like it was such a melting pot of just so many different levels of experience and backgrounds and places that these wrestlers came from. What was that experience like, and how did that come about?
Well, I have worked with, you know, Cody and Brandy and the Bucks and everyone over the years through WWE or Ring of Honor or whatever it might be. So, you know, we definitely were all having conversations all the time. And they reached out to me and made it known that they wanted me to be a part of this big, big night and big event for women's wrestling. And yeah, I supported that and wanted to be a part of it too. And I thought I'm under the belief that I don't like to be competitive in that sense. Whereas if wrestling is doing good, it's doing good everywhere. So it all helps each other out. And I just think it's just kind of, like I said, helped from there. People branched out, people got signed places, people got seen more, and it's all good things happening. So that's how that happened. And then I ended up with Impact after that.
Speaking of branching out, I mentioned Taste of Tennille earlier. You were one of the first people to kind of branch out, use your own name to do things like that. And that's been a hot topic in wrestling lately. Like, people got to use their own name and do that. You were ahead of the curve there. What motivated you to do that and to make sure that you didn't use any IP or anything like that? It was on your back, your personality, and yourself.
That's interesting, because I don't think anyone's ever really brought that up to me before. But I definitely wanted to make sure that I was in charge of my own career and where things were going, and that I wasn't going to be told what to do or how to do it, or to anyone to dictate my path, basically. So I tried to make it known early on what my real name was and what my passions are outside of wrestling too, because I thought it was important. Not only do fans appreciate being a part of your life and like being let in, you know, there's more things they can relate to. There's things that can help them. It's not just all about wrestling. But yeah, I am my own person, and it was important for me to show that and to kind of show that there's more for me to achieve in this world, you know?
I think Taste of Tennille rolls off the tongue a little bit better than like Eating with Emma too. I mean, it's a better brand.
That was
name.
Never going to happen.
Yeah. So was that ever anything that companies have asked you to kind of co-opt, so to speak? We've seen that with some people's stuff. Like a company will come along and be like, okay, this is taking off. I want it to be ours instead of hers.
Yeah, as far as Taste of Tennille?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Yeah, so I've definitely been... I've actually have a pitch for a whole TV show and this whole thing, bringing it to life. But right now I kind of am doing like an evolved travel vlog kind of version of Taste of Tennille.
Yeah.
To show everyone... Because people have no idea of the stuff I do on these trips that I go on. And, I'm working with brands and hotels. And it's what I do. It's like for a work, for a job, you know, and... So I like to be able to kind of show everyone that part of my life. I keep going off track again.
That's okay. We're kind of talking about the brand and how you've adapted it and changed it in a pitch that you had.
Yeah. So the big picture is to bring it to life on a big screen, you know, on a, whatever it is, like a Netflix or a Amazon Prime or just a cable TV show, you know, Discovery or Travel, one of those, like, basically living vicariously through Tennille is basically the whole idea around it. And I've got a pitch for a show. I've spoken with production companies. Brands reach out to me all the time, you know, with whether it's with things to do with health and fitness, clothing, different resorts, places around the world, tourism boards, all of that. And I welcome that, you know. It's, they can reach out to me at booktennille@gmail.com.
Nice.
But I mean, that's like part of my life and things I welcome, but I haven't found that specific group or people to bring that to life the way I envision it. So I'm not, while I will say I'm not the most patient person, I am waiting, because that is such a big deal to me to have the show that I want. And that's like probably the biggest goal for me is to have my show. So that's something I'm working on and just doing the blogging stuff on YouTube in the meantime until I can do it the way I want and bring it to life.
I was so happy to see it come back and then with a bit of an altered format, because I've seen you travel on your Instagram and now we see it play out via those vlogs, and you're still doing the food stuff, which is incredible. I think that's really awesome.
Thank you.
As we wrap up, how has it been adjusting your schedule over the last few years? Because it's changed drastically from being on the road all the time to being on the independent circuit and traveling all the time to where the last couple of years, whether it be injuries or what we're experiencing now, it's I don't want to say your travel has slowed down, but I'm sure it's changed a lot.
Oh yeah. It has slowed down really. I'm definitely doing as much travel as I can right now. It's obviously, it's not as frequent as I would normally do it. And I'm definitely taking precautions and, you know, with the schedule with Impact too, it's definitely different than what I was used to. So it's a huge change, but like I was saying, I definitely take a lot of like me time and that has helped with that. So I definitely just kind of getting in touch with myself, learning a lot about myself, studying a lot. You know, I do a lot of reading and research into health and fitness related things, and I'm actually going to be taking a course to become an integrated health practitioner so that I can not only be helping myself but be helping other people eventually too, with health coaching basically. So I find it also fascinating learning about diets and basically how much what I put into my body makes me who I am, makes me function how I am, and you know, leads to all kinds of things. So yeah, it's been good for me mentally and physically to have a little bit of a downtime and then go at it when it's time.
Has the fact that you are so adept at cooking and knowing what you are making, has that helped you, like, as an athlete, as a performer, whether it be staying in shape or anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. It's always been important for me, but I think more so now when I realize the impact it has on our health. It's important for everyone to be making sure they take care of their mental health. And yeah, it's, you know, I noticed when I put different, if I'm eating bad, for instance, for a period of time, I'll feel it, you know? So it's all like, I definitely pride myself in, how I look and how I feel and kind of trying to learn as much as I can about that so that I can live to my fullest all the time.
So last question, you pop back up in Impact. Has there been anybody there that necessarily caught your eye that you look at and you're like, man, they're really good. They're going to be a breakout star. They're going to be somebody that you,
other than me,
other than you. I mean, if you want to talk about yourself, I'm all for that. You can put yourself over.
I always put myself
over. I mean, that's what we're doing here.
Well, clearly me. Outside of that, I am very interested in working with Kylie Rae. I think Deonna Purrazzo is super talented. She likes to toot her own horn a lot too, I'll just say.
Yes.
But she backs it up, and she's won that Knockouts Championship, so definitely got my eyes on her. And Jordan Gray's always gives me a run for my money. So, you know what, like, when it's time to get in the ring, it's definitely competitive now and exciting, and I'm all for that. So things are good.
So let the people know where they can follow you. Of course, they need to subscribe to Taste of Tennille. You're on Twitter at Tennille Dashwood, but anywhere else where the people can find you?
You said it. It's Taste of Tennille on YouTube, and it's at Tennille Dashwood on Twitter and Instagram. And you can actually follow along with my day-to-day things on my Instagram stories. I highlight all the trips I've been on. If you click on the little circle up top with the ring around it, bam, that'll show you like what I did today. For instance, I did a workout and then I had a green juice and I'm going to go paddleboarding after this. So,
nice.
You know, but if you watch the YouTube video, you'll see basically the whole summary of the whole trip.
Guys, make sure you check her out on Tuesday nights on Access TV, Impact Wrestling. Tennille, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. It's good that we finally get to talk.
Yeah. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.